Yo, yo, check it, check it. All right, this has gone too far. Big Tony, let's hit them with the bar. Ice, ice, shamey. Ice, ice, shamey. Yo, stop! Collaborate and listen. The bar is back with a brand new diss and shamey. It's gonna hold you tightly. Zara's gonna swing you daily and nightly. When will you stop?
Right there.
Yeah,
I think you should stop right there.
Stop it right there. Right there, damn it.
Oh, what's up, Matt Maniacs? Welcome to another episode of the Matt Mania Podcast.
Yes.
Good to be back. Rock Knowledge, how the fuck are you, brother?
I am doing fantastic, sir. This is the tag team edition.
Ooh.
While the other two members of the podcasting Four Horsemen are in Sin City doing...
Kiss stealing, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a guns.
Yes, they are doing their thing in Vegas. Rand had a show out there last night?
Or yeah.
It was last night.
Well, he had a SmackDown Tuesday.
Yep.
He has a show, I'm sorry, tonight.
Okay.
And I believe he's going to be staying out there for the Capcom Cup until the weekend.
What is the Capcom Cup?
Vigigames.
Oh, Vigigames.
So it's a fighting game tournament for the Capcom Cup. I'm sure, you know, he'll be partaking. So I'm not sure if
what. Capcom is, that's Mega Man, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They made Mega Man, Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah. Resident
Evil. Yep. You got it. And actually, I actually took a break. Like, I haven't been to Cobra in a minute.
You took a break from the video games there.
Yeah, I went to Cobra, played some Third Strike. Felt so good. But anyway, this is neither here. Welcome, Matt Maniacs.
Yes.
Welcome. We're coming to you live from the Digilab Illustrious Studios here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes.
Be sure you visit recordiostudiophoenix.com. You can do your own podcast here, too. Pay that money. You can make your own podcast. And then you can be like us.
It is a theme of this podcast, that phrase of paying that money.
Please.
And while we're talking about paying that money,
we wanted
you to go over to patreon.com.
Yes.
Search the Matt Mania podcast. There's several different tiers you can choose from. Pay that money, whether it's $1, $5, $10, $25, $1,000.
Oh, my God.
We appreciate you. There's different bonuses. We give you exclusive every week an additional episode of the Matt Mania podcast exclusively for our Patreon subscribers. You've been getting at least another 20 to 30 minutes the past two. I'm not saying we're going to do that tonight, but we always say that,
we'll
and then 45 minutes later, we're like, wait, we've been recording for 5 hours.
Well, we will definitely dish out the extra content. And,
yes.
And honestly, Matt Maniacs, Patreons, we want to know, what would you like from the Patreon? I mean, you are paying that money. Allow us to, do what we can to... appease any requests that you might have
or
any special shout outs that you would like. We love you and appreciate you all that you do for supporting us.
Yes, we do. Pay that money.
Thank you for continuing to pay that money.
Yeah, send us, questions. If you have suggestions for snack of the week, I'm open to listening and seeing who y'all are looking at.
I think that'd be a great segment. Like
that would be, right?
If Rock was for lack of a better word, judge, jury, and executioner over snacks of the week. You can submit your snack of the week. And if it...
Or any of our ladies who are Patreons, if you want to submit yourself
as snack of the week. You are paying
it. It could happen. Shouts out to Veronica out there. I know she's listening.
Hey. Appreciate you, girl.
We do.
So please continue to send us your ideas, your comments, your questions. Even if you want coverage on a certain subject, let us know. We can definitely try to accommodate you guys.
If you want us to talk about Raw less, let us know. It won't be that hard to do because Raw is hot garbage right now.
Yeah, I don't mind switching the gears if you guys want me to cover a little bit more ROH or a little bit more New Japan.
If they want to talk old, like WCW, like old stuff. Like, there's a lot of classic shit that we could talk about.
Yeah.
We need the input from the Patreons.
Yeah, I think it'd be great if we had a little homework subject where we watched... Hey, this week, boys, we're going to watch, In Your House 98.
And, I like that.
You
should actually make that a thing.
And then, this is my take. This is what I thought when I was 12 years old, 15 years old, 17 years old. This is what
we got to do that for the Patreon.
Yeah.
We got to re-review old pay-per-views.
That'd be dope.
And see how they stood the test of time. here's one, watching WrestleMania 17 today.
Yeah.
Is it going to be as epic as it was the first time?
Does it hold up? Doesn't stand the test of time.
Talking about holding up and standing the test of time, let's talk about your fly-ass chalk line Latino Heat Eddie Guerrero jacket you're rocking, sir.
Andale.
The satin jacket.
And I got my Mexican shirt on.
You're very Latino today.
Yeah. And I've got to be fly for the photo. But honestly, so remember I ordered the jacket.
Yeah.
And the other one came in too young.
A little young on you.
I learned that phrase here. Yes, Matt Mania. Get yourself educated.
That's a rock phrase.
He was like, Rock came up to me. Yo, jacket looking too young. I'm like,
What? What does that mean?
Yeah, looking kind of tiny on you, guy. Yeah. So, yeah, and this is now a 2X. Feels cozy, comfortable.
That's a gorgeous jacket for one of the greatest of all time.
Rest in peace, Eddie Guerrero. We love you.
Every day, man.
We miss you, man.
God, man. I mean, God, I miss Eddie.
Seriously.
God, there's so many people I would love to see Eddie in the ring with.
Yeah, especially nowadays. Oh,
Daniel
boy.
Bryan, AJ Styles. I'd love to see him against Andrade. Joe. Eddie Andrade? Dog.
That'd be...
You imagine the shouting match between Zelina Vega and Vicky Guerrero? Woo, man, that'd be good.
Excuse me! No! Oh, man, that'd be dope.
Man.
Yo, so before we get... before we keep rambling about, we also want to shout out our pro wrestling tee store.
Yes.
We have a brand new exclusive design.
Yeah,
on ProWrestlingTees.com. So please go to ProWrestlingTees.com. Check out Matt Mania Podcast. You're going to see the inspirational t-shirt. Could you let the Matt Maniacs know where the inspiration gained from this t-shirt?
I would say most people should be somewhat familiar.
It's very iconic.
It was a Vibe magazine cover that featured Death Row Records. It was all black, but just their faces. It was Suge, Pac, Dre, and Snoop.
Correct.
So we had someone essentially do a cartoon version of our faces.
Caricatures?
Caricatures, yes.
There you go.
I wish I had the artist's name pulled up because he killed it.
He did a great
Homie
job.
Homie killed it.
Yeah.
So that is our new shirt design. It is inspired by the classic Vibe Death Row cover. I love it. I want to get some, like we talked about last week, getting some prints done for the Ramble.
Yes. And speaking of the Ramble before the Rumble, if you're coming to the Royal Rumble, here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Which you should be.
We will be hosting together with the Steel Cage Podcast, The Ramble Before the Rumble. It's going to be Friday, January 25th at Crescent Ballroom.
Yeah, man.
It is going to be, of course, another cross collaboration between Matt Mania Podcast and the Steel Cage. You've listened to the episodes before. Whenever we get together, shit goes down.
It's a damn good time,
sir.
It's a
great time, yeah. And on top of that, not only will we have live podcasts, but we'll also give you more bang for your buck with live performances from Bear Ghost, T-Call, and, of course, Mega Ran.
Yep.
You can get your tickets at Rumble. You can get your tickets start at $10 and $20. Visit rumble.thesteelcage.com. That is rumble.thesteelcage.com. It's going to be Friday, January 25th.
Excited.
Tickets are out there, so grab them up, snatch them up, because it's going to be a very hot event.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be one for the books. There's going to be a lot going on that weekend. We're going to kick it off Friday night the right way.
Yes, sir.
Saturday is NXT.
Saturday will be NXT.
Sunday is the Rumble.
Oh.
Followed by Monday Night Raw and SmackDown.
Tuesday Night SmackDown.
So, essentially that following Wednesday, as we record the episode on that following Wednesday, we're either going to be really tired of wrestling...
Might not have any voice left.
Or we're going to have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a lot to talk about because the Royal Rumble is one of the big four.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be taking place at Chase Field,
mm-hmm.
which I think is really dope. I want to see how they actually set it up. I'm hyped, man. It's going to be a damn good time. So make sure you get your tickets. Shout out to the Steel Cage. I love collaborating with those guys. It's a lot of fun. Who knows what shenanigans we're going to get into on that weekend, man. Shenanigans are going
to
happen.
It's going to be great, but guys. So be sure to check out rumble.steelcage.com.
We should launch the beta of the Where's Dave video game and app. See where you pass out at. Various pass out points throughout the city that weekend.
I have to
launch the beta.
I have to find various hotel couches to lay on.
Well, yeah. And yes, I'm hoping that you do, and I'm hoping we're there to document it. So, absolutely, man.
Oh, man, it's going to be a fun time for sure. But thank you, Matt Maniacs, for tuning in again and again. Thank you so much for continuing your support. We really do appreciate that.
We do, man. We couldn't do this without y'all.
But, of course, now that we have all that beautiful stuff out of the way, let's get right into it. So, of course, we have to start off with the putover. There's some things outside of the world of wrestling. We know it's very, very slim. But, of course, I mean, not everything. Well, everything is wrestling. But
everything is wrestling.
Outside of that, Rock, what you got going on?
I'm actually going to put over a local business. If you are familiar with La Piazza El Forno or La Piazza Locale, which is downtown, Justin Piazza just opened up a brand new spot on the west side and on my side of town. It is called Piazza Romana. I think this dude has the best pizza in the state of Arizona and arguably some of the best pizza I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Best pizza in Arizona.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you at least give a tidbit like his technique? Is it in a brick oven?
Is it
on a conveyor belt?
He's one of the few, and I forget the verbiage. He's like, it's authentic. Like, everything about what they do is authentic. Like, there's a name for, like, what he does. Like, I think it's Neapolitan or something. Mm. I should know this. But if you've ever been to any of its restaurants.
Isn't that an ice cream?
No, it is, but it revolves around pizza, too.
Bet.
It is on 99th Avenue and McDowell. If you're familiar with the area, the Harkins Gateway Theater is right there. It is right outside of the theater. The pizza is phenomenal. He is a good dude, man. He supports the local hip-hop scene, supports the local scene in general. And it is incredible, incredible pizza.
So, and you said they have other locations, though?
Yeah, they have.
I want
to
try it.
The original is in Glendale, in downtown Glendale. Okay. It's actually right next to the comic book shop that's across the street from the Val Matisse Library.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, and then the other one is...
Wait, it's Caddy Corner across the street, no?
The library's here, you cross the street, and it's right there.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
And then the second location is downtown, right off of, like, I think it's like 1st or 2nd in Washington.
Okay.
And then they just open up the new spot on the west side. I've been there 3 times since it's been open. The pizza is incredible.
Okay. I'll search for the one on Glendale, because it's closer to me.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll give it a shot.
Grab the Italian Stallion. That is the best pizza.
Yeah?
Oh, God.
The Italian
Stallion. Oh, God.
Is that the Rocky-inspired Italian Stallion?
It's got a whole lot of meat products on it.
Oh, beefy.
It is beefy. The crust is incredible. Sauce, cheese. Yeah. Yeah.
They serve beer?
They do.
Okay.
It's
going down. It's going down.
In the club. It's going down.
That's right.
Shout out to Jung Jock's hairline.
There it goes.
What do you got? Actually, I'm not gonna chastise you. Or
you're not gonna nerd shame me?
No.
So, one of my favorite YouTube channels is done by Norman. Sorry, Norman. My brother's name is Noram.
Noram?
Yeah, Noram. Hmm. So whenever I
heard that before.
Whenever I try to say Norman, it comes out weird because he've always hated to be called that. So Norman Caruso.
Is that a family name? Noram?
Yeah, it's a combination of two names. So
I'm just curious. Sorry.
Yeah. Mom's name is Noemi.
Okay.
And then my dad's name, God rest his soul, is Ramon.
Gotcha.
No Ram. Noemi, N-O, and then Ramon, R-A-M.
But your brother wasn't with it? Doesn't like it?
He doesn't like Norman.
He doesn't like me calling Norman.
Yeah, but his name
is
Norman.
Does it happen a lot?
I've even done it. I'm his goddamn brother.
So it's a little jab. Like,
yeah. So yeah, he hates it. Don't call him Norman. His name is Noram. Okay. But yeah, Norman Caruso does this YouTube show called The Gaming Historian. And he recently put out an episode of Punch-Out.
Oh, man.
Punch-Out is one of those games that's very near and dear to my heart.
You ever beat it?
I've never beaten it. I think my older brother, Norm, has. Now, this is a funny thing, because growing up, as a wee baby boy, my older brother, Norm, he actually said that my first word growing up was uppercut.
That's fire. That's fly.
And he said it was because he would play Punch-Out, and then my other older brother, Marcos, he would always say, you got to uppercut him. So you know how it was back in the day. Your older brother plays the games. You watch.
You were right there.
That was
on his hip watching.
That was streaming.
Yo, facts.
For the fam.
Facts.
And so growing up, my first word as a baby boy was uppercut. So so I've always loved Punch-Out.
Who doesn't?
Norman goes through the entire history of Punch-Out. How the inception of Punch-Out came to be because Nintendo. Ordered excess monitors, and they needed to create a video game that used two monitors. And so the original arcade Punch-Out, the top monitor was the fighting data, like the opponent versus the challenger versus the opponent, how many rounds. And then the bottom monitor was, the boxing. It keeps escalating and going from there. You find out how Punch-Out became at first it was a promotional item. And
I'm actually more shocked that I had no idea that Punch-Out was an arcade game before.
Yeah.
I'm a noob.
It was actually two arcades. It was actually Punch-Out, and then they had a Super Punch-Out, and then they did the one for Nintendo.
Oh, so those were before the actual the console version, the NES version?
Yeah.
Wow. See, yeah.
But it's
I'm a noob.
So yeah. So one like
me.
It went like that. In fact, like one of the most expensive video games out there is like a golden. It's a golden Famicom cartridge of Punch Out because you would actually win that if you submitted your high score playing golf on the super on the Famicom, and you would submit your high score, then you would win that as a prize. But anyway, so he goes into the origin story. He goes into obviously like the signing of Mike Tyson, the downfall of Tyson. He goes into like the parodies, the ripoffs. He goes into what happened with Super Nintendo, Wii, and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And it was just it was phenomenal. I'm a big fan of his YouTube channel.
You like a lot of YouTube channels.
I got a lot of. I mean, I don't have a lot of downtime at work, but I like to listen to things while I'm working.
Me too.
So it's in that background. So like I'm typing away or clicking away. I'll kind of stop and I'm like, you know, I have my hand on my mouse and then he says an interesting point. I'm like, huh, you know, and I, you know.
You're clicking your mouse a little bit there, buddy. Clicking the mouse a little bit.
But yeah, so shout outs to that YouTube channel. So I recommend it. It's called The Gaming Historian.
That's pretty dope.
I've shouted it out more than once here on this podcast, but it's a new episode and I quite enjoyed it. The other reason why that video game is very near and dear to my heart. My brother, older brother Norm and I, we actually used to have competitions on who can beat, who can knock out the you know the boxers the fastest.
Yeah, of course.
So as soon as I figured out how to play the game more, and then so he would post his time, then I would tell him, "Well, I beat your time. He has to beat my time." So it was one of those things that I've always liked.
That's super dope.
It created that bond between my brother. You know,
that's fire, man. And this podcast is all about tangents. It's funny you're talking about Mike Tyson's Punch Out. If you are a fan of the ESPN 30 for 30s, they just actually released the 30 for 30 about Riddick Bowe.
Mm.
If you're not familiar with Riddick Bowe, he is the one that shocked the world when he knocked out Mike Tyson. When Mike Tyson was untouchable, hadn't been beat, hadn't been knocked down.
I thought Buster Douglas did that.
It was Buster Douglas. My bad. What did I say?
Riddick Bowe.
My bad. I got it confused.
Okay.
Buster. Yeah, you're right. Buster Douglas. It is a new 30 for 30. I haven't checked it out yet. I've read reviews. Everyone says it's phenomenal. The 30 for 30s, in my opinion, they're all good.
I don't think they disappoint.
Yeah. I watch the ones about like the marathon runners, and I don't even care about marathon running.
Yeah.
It's just good storytelling.
They suck you in.
They do.
They like really build.
And then I remember when Tyson got beaten. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah.
So
it was a big deal.
It was a huge deal.
He had like three titles. He was like WBAC, WBCA. Like,
yeah, he wasn't remotely prepared for the fight because he didn't take him seriously. And it's one of them like sports like lore, like, you know, how did this happen? And you find out that, you know, Tyson just wasn't like prepared and didn't train. Kind of like Jordan, like Michael Jordan's the flu game. If y'all think Michael Jordan really had the flu that day, y'all are really naive. It wasn't the flu. It was called the Hennessy game. So, but yeah, check it out, man. Like I said, it was a tangent. Like everything on this podcast is a tangent. Check out 30 for 30.
Yeah.
Super dope.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, man, you know, so shout outs to them. Yeah. Definitely appreciate you guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I want to get into some other news and notes before we get into the world of professional wrestling.
Yes.
The Avengers Endgame trailer came out last week.
So actually,
was it last week? Yeah, it was last week.
It was last week. And a typical me.
Neo just watched it right now because I was like, we need to talk about this. We need to watch it.
5 minutes into this podcast and 5 minutes before the podcast, he's like, we got to talk about it now. Go watch it now.
Yeah.
So I checked it out.
Man,
the first sequence, of course, you have Tony Stark talking into his helmet.
Yep,
you know, basically sending
talking to Pepper,
sending his goodbye letter to Pepper. Now, what's crazy is you kind of have like almost like a guerrilla group, right, of the leftover Avengers.
It is like a makeshift crew because like almost everybody got vaporized when Thanos went.
Yeah.
So you have right now is Captain America. It is Scarlet Witch, not Scarlet Witch, Black Widow.
Yeah.
Hulk. War Machine, the Hulk.
Ant-Man
appears. Hawkeye, a.k.a. Ronin,
is there. Yeah. That's
and
right.
Then, you know.
And I thought, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't also the chief Wakandan bodyguard, I remember she's
alive. Oh, that's right. Okoye is alive, too.
Yeah, she's Okoye alive.
Is alive. She's bad. Okoye is bad.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's more to come, obviously.
Yeah, I am.
But it kind of opens it up to where, like, what do you think you know, and you know, we might be kind of diving too much into this, but like, what do you think is gonna, like, watching the trailer, what are your expectations now?
You know, it's tough to say because portions of these movies have held true to what the comics were.
Right.
There's been some variations, clearly, because that's what they do.
Right. You have to make it from movies. Yeah.
If you've read the comics, you pretty much know that Thanos is about to get his ass kicked. It's going to happen. Yeah. Thanos is going to get whooped.
Well, but you also have the Ms. Marvel trailer.
Captain Marvel, yes.
Right.
She's the one.
But does that kind of, does that, but that's not
gonna,
part.
That's going to, no, that's going to go right into
Endgame?
Yeah, because if I remember correctly from the original comic, I think she or the Nova Corps are the ones that rescue Tony Stark in space. So that's going to happen. Yeah, Captain Marvel is coming out in February. Endgame is in April. So I am just...
So it's almost like perfect timing.
Oh, man. It's just going to be... It's going to be incredible.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Thor's alive, too. Forgot about Thor.
Thor's alive?
Thor's still there.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. With the big hammer.
Stormbreaker. That's kind of like the core team, though, isn't it?
In some ways, yeah. I mean, minus the Vision, minus Scarlet Witch, minus... What is his name? The White Wolf. What is his actual character? The Winter Soldier.
Yeah, Winter Soldier.
So I watched the trailer probably like 6-7 times. I was just like, oh, man.
Very captivating.
Yeah.
Very dramatic. I enjoyed it.
I think it's going to be a darker movie at parts because clearly it is going to be in the aftermath of what Thanos did.
50% of the population.
Yeah.
Just gone.
Like, I was hyped to see Hawkeye or Ronin, if you're familiar. Because he does go into, he becomes a Ronin. I have a feeling his family was wiped out completely.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely takes a dramatic turn of events to turn that dark that fast. Yeah.
And plus, I want to see the Hulk, like, stop being a little bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after Hulk got beat up by Thanos, he was like, nah, fam, I'm good. I'm not going to fight, fam, I'm good.
He got demoralized real quick.
He wasn't with the shits no more.
Yeah. I mean, you had Bruce pilot the Hulkbuster armor, which... I enjoyed, but it just took away from...
It wasn't as cool.
Like, I'd want to see the Hulk, though.
I want to see the Hulk smash.
Yeah.
Like, so...
I agree.
I'm really excited for both Captain Marvel and Endgame and then whatever's after that, because there is more.
Mm.
This is not over yet. So, it's exciting. So, more to come on that, because I have a feeling we're going to get the second trailer for Avengers probably during the Super Bowl.
Oh, like one of the commercials.
Yep, in February. Because there's typically like big movie trailers during the Super Bowl.
Right.
I have a feeling we'll get a longer one that's going to show a lot more during the Super Bowl. So we'll be talking about it as soon as it drops. We're all into this Marvel shit.
Yeah. Or check out our homies at the Steel Cage, the Unfunny Nerd Tangent.
Yes.
They throw that shit down.
They really do.
Yeah.
So,
question, are you excited for any other? I know we're kind of, peak, almost at the end of the year. Are there any other movies you're excited for before the year's over?
I'm actually going to go see Spider-Man and the Enter the Multiverse. Animated one. I'm probably going to go see that either tomorrow or Friday with my brother.
I heard it got like 100%.
I heard it's great.
Tomatoes.
It's great. I think it's dope because you get Peter Parker, and you also get the story of Miles Morales. And Miles Morales is a Latino Spider-Man from a different universe.
From El Barrio.
From the Vadio Holmes.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. What else is... I'm not sure what else is coming out this year movie. There's probably something around Christmas because Christmas is a movie time.
It's a big... Yeah.
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 What is your favorite Christmas movie?
My favorite Christmas movie...
Yeah.
I don't want to give you the typical Die Hard answer.
That's my answer.
Yeah. That's kind
of... Die Hard... Die Hard...
Typical, bruh.
Die Hard, Home Alone.
Yeah.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
See, I really enjoyed The Christmas Story.
Which one is that? Is that the one with...
It's the one with, like...
Shoot out his eye?
Ralphie,
that's like a given.
Yeah.
That'll be on TBS 24/7.
Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I like it.
You know what? I've seen it 4,000 times.
It holds up.
If I'm scrolling through the channels and I see... And you know what? I'm probably going to watch it.
I'll stop and watch it.
Because I like when the little kids are like, oh, when they have the gun in his imagination, the bad guys are in the backyard trying to break into crib, and he's just like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
like
Matt Gritty.
Right? And, of course, the sexy leg lamp.
Yeah.
I mean, hey,
I think my favorite is always like when he gets into it with the bullies.
Yes.
Like that was one. You know, like the eating of the soap.
Of course.
The pajamas, the pink bunny pajamas.
You said Die Hard, though, because Die Hard is my favorite Christmas movie.
It's a really great movie, I'm not going to lie.
No, like that's like me on Christmas Eve, I'll be at my dad's house and we'll be watching Die Hard.
Mm.
Yeah, I love that shit.
Typically on Christmas, I will either watch, and this is no joke, like I'll rewatch The Fifth Element because it's my favorite movie. Or I'll rewatch. Wait,
that's your favorite movie, like of all time?
Of all time.
Really?
The Fifth Element.
I feel like you've said that before.
The best movie ever created. I will fight anyone who says otherwise.
I won't fight you today because of other reasons, but.
Yeah. But that is the best movie ever made. I guarantee you. Hands down, it's the best movie ever. So I'll rewatch that. Or I also rewatch either like one of the Lord of the Rings, or I rewatch The Matrix. Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, you know, something like that, yeah.
So, over the past, 6 days, I've watched Apollo 13, 4 times. That's why I posted that thing as Tom Hanks' top 5 actor of all time.
I say he's definitely up there.
I don't see how he could not be.
He's done so many of my favorite movies. He's done so many movies. It's very hard to deny him that right, that he is not on the Rushmore of actors.
Has to be. I will hate the day, knock on wood, if it ever comes out that Tom Hanks was doing some nasty stuff.
He's a pedo or some shit.
Just don't ruin it for me, because Big is one of my all-time favorites.
So with that, yes. That's exactly what I was going to ask you. Like, yeah. Where do you love him the most? In what movie do you love him the most?
Probably Big, for that. That's been a favorite since I was a kid.
Not Captain Sully.
Great movie.
Not the captain on that ship.
Oh, Captain Phillips.
Captain Phillips.
He's a captain all the time. Good movie. Apollo 13 is a great movie. Castaway. Great movie.
Oh my God.
He
was by himself.
It was him and Wilson.
That was like,
and Wilson was a deflated volleyball with a bloody handprint for a face.
This is a $5,000 movie.
this dude literally survived a plane crash, survived on an island, and built a raft and was rescued by some big tanker ship. How do you not rock with that?
Yeah.
What else is good? The Burbs has got his moments.
So my favorite.
Joe versus the Volcano.
My favorite
role. Yeah. Road to Perdition?
Woody.
Oh, I mean, dog. Dog.
You are a toy!
Dog.
You're not even the real Buzz Lightyear. You're an action figure.
Toy Story 4 comes out.
You are a child's plaything.
I will be there when Toy Story 4 comes out.
Yo, okay. Super mad tangent. Yeah. So how many times have you seen Toy Story 3?
You know what? Probably only a couple.
Okay,
I love the original.
Okay,
you know, the original to me is bananas. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
They're all good, but just the original is just. Toy Story 3 is the one where you find out that Woody was it his mom's toy?
No, I'm just kidding. What? No, I'm just kidding.
Weren't they his mom's toys, and they were passed down to Andy or something, if I remember right? Or am I remembering this wrong?
No, he passed them down to another girl. Andy passed them down to another little girl.
That's right.
Yeah. But Toy Story 3 has probably made me choke up so many times.
Oh, man, the Green Mile. Forgot about the Green Mile.
Talking
about choking up. I cry like a little bitch in the Green Mile. When Michael Clark Duncan dies, RIP to the homie, I cried like a little bitch.
Yeah.
Because I was sad when he died, man.
Those tears of love.
Man.
Yeah, Tom Hanks, though.
I understand what Super Jew was saying, as far as era-wise goes, because he named some actors, and I was like, I respect what Charlie Chaplin did, but I wouldn't consider Charlie Chaplin one of the greats.
He's not on my Rushmore.
And that's why I was like, this got to be an era's conversation, because it would be Tom Hanks, you got to put Denzel in there, you got to put... There's De Niro, there's Pacino, there's Jack, there's so many.
Mm. I guess when it comes to actors, I feel who's the most, who has the most diversity, or who's the most diverse in the parts that they play?
He's Mr. Rogers, bro. He's playing Mr. Rogers.
God. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Tom Hanks is that dude.
He's the Swiss Army knife of movies.
And I just hope to, I hope to God that nothing comes out that he was doing nasty stuff to anybody, because that's going to ruin it for me.
Don't be diddling any kids there.
Don't be Bill Cosby-ing women.
No.
No roofie Ritas.
Roofie coladas.
You know what I'm saying? Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Keep the integrity.
Yes.
But I think one of the movies that I'm excited for, and because I really enjoy the concept, was Mortal Engines.
Oh, that's fun. I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that preview.
When I said concept.
Yeah. No, I've seen that preview probably like 87 times in the past 2 weeks.
It's all over my YouTubes.
You know what it's all over?
I feel like I've been brainwashed.
You know what it's all over? So I've been watching old episodes of Mythbusters on the Discovery Channel app. And there's ads. Every episode, there's the same damn trailer for Mortal Engines. First time I saw it, I was like, this looks pretty cool. Then I'm watching it more and more, and I'm like, this actually looks pretty dope. Well, now I'm like, so there's cities on the water.
Like countries.
Yeah, or countries built on the water.
They're built on basically mechanical structures.
And the most deadly ones are the ones that are on wheels. And it's like the UK or England is like the bad guys.
London,
the bad guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it looks really dope.
It's almost like a Mad Max.
Right.
Like on a global scale.
Yeah.
Like literally global scale.
Yeah.
So that's actually one I'm excited for. Other than Spider-Man, those are the two movies.
Yeah.
And you know, it's some bullshit. So, okay. I'm gonna vent just a little bit.
Vent it out.
I bought the movie pass. Sorry. I bought the AMC VIP gimmick.
You guys are AMC people. See, I don't do the AMC thing. I'm a Harkins guy.
I mean, they got the reclining gimmicks.
So does Harkins.
No.
Some of them do. The ones I go to.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But yeah, so I bought the whole gimmick thinking like, hey, I'm gonna watch a shit ton of movies. Only seen like three. Save no money.
They bank on that, though. We're going to sell you a pass, and most people aren't going to go because they're going to forget about it.
Yeah, I totally forgot about it. I'm not doing that again. I gave it a whirl thinking like I was going to watch Ready Player One, which I hate.
That's on HBO now.
Yeah, and I was going to watch Pacific Rim Uprising, Solo.
I just watched that.
What'd you think? I liked it.
I liked it because honestly, when I saw the first Pacific Rim, I was like, I wasn't into it. Like, yeah. I didn't care to see it. Then I watched it, and I was like, this is kind of fly. Then I saw part two, and I was like, this is kind of fly, too.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah,
you know, for what it was, robots destroying shit.
Robot fighting action.
Robot wars, I'm all about it.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, some actual real-life rock'em sock'ems. So I'm all about it, man.
Yeah, man. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll definitely give you. We'll have some new putovers, you know, come movie time for sure.
Yeah, and the boys will be back next week. And we also want to.
I think Teak will be back, but I think Ran will be.
Is Ran away?
I think he'll be away.
Is Ran away? And also to let you Matt Maniacs know, the official Matt Mania 2018 year end wrap up show will be the 26th of December. We're going to record that. So that week, the week of Christmas, we're going to drop our top of. I'm going to do a top 10 snack of the week. We'll probably do a top 10 burial. Maybe do some matches of the year.
Yeah.
Cards of the year. So look forward to that. If you have any suggestions, let us know on the Twitter. Let us know on the Patreon.
Remember, Patreon, you have exclusivity.
You do have exclusivity. So let us know about that. We are going to talk about some wrestling, but I do have to mention something that's a little bit on a somber note.
Yes.
Got some really
shout outs to homie.
Yeah, got some really, really sad news earlier this week. The homie Trap, he's known as Trap House.
Yep.
Dope MC, great dude, great for the community. If you're familiar with there's a kid out here named Isaiah. He was born with no bottom jaw, so he can't speak.
Like was it a clef?
Yeah. And his dream was to be a rapper. So basically Trap was helping him and, you know, do his rap thing. Trap was doing the rapping. Trap is a great dude. I've known Trap for a long time. We just found out earlier this week he is currently battling, stage 4 pancreatic cancer. I just want to give all the positivity, all the good vibes to the homie Trap. There is going to be a benefit celebration show for him on the 4th of January, put on by RTU, Respect the Underground. Shout out to Justice and them.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, indeed. It's going to be at the Monarch Theater. Donations are going to be accepted. All of the proceeds are going to go to help Trap with his medical bills and everything. Trap, just know that everybody in this community is pushing for you. We are fighting with you, man. If anybody can you know, get through this and beat this and hopefully, you know, overcome, it's going to be you, man. So it really, really, really messed me up when I read that earlier this week. It was not something I was expecting to see. If you know Trap, Trap is a big dude, like Cock Diesel, like muscles on muscles, but he's like one of the nicest motherfuckers ever. So to hear that he's dealing with this, and he told us basically he wasn't going to say anything, but he just came out and told everybody. And it messed me up, man. I was sitting at work and I was like, dog, I'm like, this is one of my peers. This is someone who's in the, you know, in the similar age range as me.
Yeah.
It puts a lot of things into perspective. Health is wealth.
And I'm sure you like cross paths many times, collaborated many times.
Man, I've known Trap for a very long time. So,
yeah.
Health is wealth, man. Like get yourself checked out. Even if there's nothing wrong with you, go get a physical, get some blood work done.
Annually,
it's paramount to your well-being and just your continued good health. So, Trap, again, we're with you, brother. Hoping only for the best. Make sure you guys are out there the 4th of January at the Monarch Theater. Support the event, support this man, and hopefully we'll be getting good news, and we'll just go from there, man. So, shout out to Trap House.
Absolutely.
So,
and, are not... Oh, man. You know, it's just sad. It's just very sad to hear.
It's tough, man.
That, we have the homies, we have the local fam just going through struggles and
yeah.
You know, we want the best for everyone.
He's a great dude.
Yeah.
Great dude.
One more thing that I would like to bring up. Of course, you know, we're on another somber note. One of our special Matt Maniacs, her name is on Twitter. It's a WX Girl Squee. So she's a Patreon. Unfortunately, her mother just passed away, and it's been very, very hectic for her. She did say, like, hey, you know, listening to the Matt Mania podcast gave her a sense of normalcy. And we just want to say, hey, we're here for you. We're glad that we're able to give you that normalcy in your life.
Yeah, man.
Because obviously you went through this very tragic, very heartbreaking situation, but we just want you to know, from Phoenix to Michigan, we love you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. Our condolences go out to you and your family. And, if you need anything, just, hit us up, shout us out, and we'll do our best to, again, to give you that normalcy, but to also show you that, hey, you are a part of a bigger picture. You might have lost a real blood family member, but remember the other family members that you have gained as well. Not making light of it, obviously, but...
That might be my car going off right now.
Go check it out.
Yep.
But we just want you to know that, we appreciate you, and, just get well soon. And
that was my car.
And be strong, all right?
No, definitely. I could not imagine dealing with something like that. It's actually one of my fears in life is losing one of my parents.
Dog,
if I had it my way, and this might be morbid, if I had it my way, I would go before my parents did, because I could not imagine my life without my mom or my dad.
It's crazy. I get so fucking mad at my mom because she always says shit like, when I die, you're going to be this, that, and the third, and you don't call me, and all this other stuff. And it always makes me so mad when she says, like, she's going to die someday. She's going to die someday.
You don't want to think about that.
I don't want to think about that, Mom.
But,
stop.
You know, like, knowing that...
Apáralo.
Knowing that what we're doing is at least bringing her, putting a smile on her face, for even if it's only for an hour and a half, that is why we do this.
Yeah.
This is your escape from everything that's going on in your life. This is my escape.
My escape, too, Doug.
You know, this is something that I love to talk about, love to do. And knowing that we're helping people in the process makes it even better.
When you listen to the audio, you have to have the mental realization that you are escaping to the cosmos, and you're zeroing in into this world of audio where we're in the studio, but you're here with us.
Yep.
You're sitting across from us. You know, we want you to engage like you do on Twitter. And we want to keep the conversation going. So don't be afraid to reach out to us on Twitter, Instagram, at themattmaniapodcast.com.
Or any of us individually.
Yeah.
We're all going to respond.
So,
you know,
don't be afraid. You know, just know, like, when there's trying times and there's hard times, Daddy, you got to reach out to the family that you do know and just know, like, hey, we'll get through all this together.
I like that, man.
Yeah, brother.
I think we should bring it up a notch now and get into some wrestling talk.
Everything is wrestling.
You know, it is the these were the go home shows.
This is a wrestling podcast,
is it? I wonder sometimes.
It's now a tangent podcast.
You know, but you know what? These were the go home shows for TLC, which is this Sunday live on the WWE Network.
$9.99.
Yes. So Monday Night Raw happened. It was on Monday night.
Okay, it was on Monday night. Yep. So you had this thought like, hey. Raw was trash, and it was trash.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get into the idea where you had there was a segment between Seth Rollins and Boring Corbin.
Yes.
So the segment was Seth Rollins, he didn't want to give Dean the time of the day, but he called out Boring Corbin.
Sure did.
And wanted to vent his frustrations. So imagine Seth Rollins is the WWE Universe. So he's saying, this show is crap. You have the Revival, you know, playing with Lucha Libre.
Right.
The ratings are down. Everything is crap. Brock Lesnar hasn't wrestled in Raw for 12 years. That was a fire.
16 years.
16 years. Thank you.
2002. I didn't even know that. I was like, what?
Yeah. That was a fire
that
fact.
That was back during Brock's original run with the company.
With the boy shorts.
Yeah.
You know? And it made you realize when Boring Corbin says, hey, I don't give a damn about you. I don't give a damn about the WWE Universe. I don't give a damn about anything you say. So it paints like a realistic illustration between the WWE Universe and Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
So think of Boring Corbin as Vince McMahon. Think of Seth Rollins as the WWE Universe. What happens? They don't care. And it shows in their product, I feel. Yeah. Like, I feel like it legitimately just does not stack up on Monday nights.
I remember reading last week's Raw was completely written by Vince McMahon. And I'm like...
On post-it notes, I bet.
And I'm like, yeah, this kind of makes sense. This is like a Vince McMahon shit show.
Oh, boy.
Like, I don't understand what they're doing.
The one with piss?
Oh, God.
You could tell it's like Vince McMahon because there's piss jokes.
Yeah, it's like, come on, Vince. This is 2018, bro.
Toilet humor!
Right? I'm assuming there's going to be a payoff to all of this horrible, horrible TV. I assume.
But you really think about it, it's like TLC is like a gimmick show.
All gimmick.
So it's just, I feel like TLC is going to be one of those things that just further accelerates something into Rumble. It's one of those placeholder shows. Other than Ray and Orton, I don't feel anything, like I feel that can conclude because Orton's been on that trip of just like, you know, one after the other. But I think anything surrounding any title is just going to get further accelerated.
Yeah, honestly, we're going to break the card down, but I'm going to say it right now. I don't think any titles are changing hands. Not at this show. Because this show is, like we said, it's a gimmick card. It's a gimmick pay-per-view. And it doesn't really mean anything in the grand scheme of things. Because you have, right after that, Royal Rumble. That is a big, huge event.
And that's the only reason why I would think a title would change hands at TLC is just to only win it back at Rumble.
But which one?
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later. All right.
But Raw, essentially...
Lashley.
has been down and out. I think the wrestling Twitter universe has just been painstakingly on the, you know, consistently on the idea that Raw's ratings have been the lowest ever.
So, this really feels like 2004 through 2006 era,
yeah.
Raw and SmackDown, where Raw, as it always is the A show, but it's the show that's not as good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to SmackDown, and SmackDown has been great, and the viewership has been up because the content is better.
Yeah.
And I personally don't think Vince has a lot of – I'm sure he does, but I don't think Vince cares as much about SmackDown in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Raw's
it's definitely
baby.
Possible.
But, it's been weird because it's been really tough to watch 3 hours of Monday Night Raw when about 13 minutes has been watchable.
You know, and this kind of goes back to the point that Derek used to make on Tia on the Steel Cage. He used to –
Cap Caveman.
he would actually say, like, you know what? Raw sometimes just becomes my background noise. Like, he'll be
– I do that, too. I'll just put it on, and I'll be doing stuff, and if I happen to glance and I see someone that's pretty cool, or if like Nia comes on TV, I'll be like, hey, Nia, what's up, girl? Hey, boo.
Hey.
You know, but for the most part, I don't go out of my way.
It's not like engaging television.
I'll read the recap and then I'll go to Hulu and watch like, Because the big stuff is always on Hulu.
Right.
So I figure if it's anything with a major title, Ronda or anybody, that's going to be on Hulu.
Right.
So I'll go to Hulu and I'll fast forward because I have no commercials because I'm bougie like that.
Hey.
Yeah, I don't like commercials. I'll just fast forward, watch the segment that I want to watch.
Right.
And then I'm like, all right, I watch Raw.
So you take the condensed version and then still fast forward it.
I condense the condensed version. Absolutely. Because, I mean, it's like an hour and a half, and that's even too long.
It's like you take that pin and put it into a small package.
Exactly.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Is there a line that, you know, that would just make you done with Monday Night Raw? Like, if something were to happen on Raw, and you'd be like, you know what? I'm fucking done with Raw for like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Give me like a year or six months.
There was a line.
If
45 were to pop up on Monday Night Raw, I'd be done with the product forever.
Why?
Fuck him.
Okay. No, I'll give you that.
No, I mean, honestly, like, aside from something stupid like that, is there anything that they could do to make me not watch?
Right.
I can't even say they could do something racist because they've been doing racist shit for the entire run of the company. I don't know. Because what? I always, for some reason, even when I take my little breaks, I always go right back.
But, like, never, like, fully engaged.
Yeah. Like
It's like news or clippings. Yeah. And
I haven't got to a point where I was like, I'm over this. Like, you know what? One of my best friends, my brother, Kenny, he stopped watching, he got really tired of Raw. This was during the same early 2000s, mid-2000s era.
Yeah.
When Booker T was fighting Triple H for the strap.
Yeah.
It was mad racist. And
up and down.
I'm sorry. Booker T hit the Harlem Hangover on Triple H and should have won the fucking strap, but never did.
Yeah.
And my man just was like, I'm tired of this shit. Like, yeah. Booker, at that time, Booker was one of the best workers in
Red
the company.
Hot.
Super hot crowd loved him.
Yeah.
He was killing it. The program, the matches were good. But it was the same damn outcome. You could never beat Triple H.
Trips.
And he was like, you know what? I'm done with this shit. Now, if he comes through to the crib, I'll just show him matches. Like, great matches. I'm like, I'll just watch this great match. Because he'll at least take my word. I'm like, yo, this match is 5-star. Yeah. It's fire. Like, I had him watching Gargano and Ciampa. I had him watching Gargano and Andrade. All just the good shit. Which is NXT.
Thank you.
Just watch NXT. Yeah. NXT is great.
That's it. That's all you need to do.
Like, watch NXT and SmackDown. You probably won't have a problem with WWE.
Pretty much.
So, yeah.
See, I felt like the line that... And honestly, if they ever put, like, the big red fruit roll-up title on Corbin... That'll probably make me stop.
You know what, though?
But
might be a good thing because that belt is cursed.
But it'll make me want to see Corbin get his ass kicked for
it. That belt's cursed, so he's going to win that. He'll be walking down the stairs and he'll blow out like both of his quads, break his ankles, and shatter his femur.
I feel like the only person who has the panacea against that title is Brock Lesnar. And it's really because he's just the panacea, the cure-all for the curse is just don't be there. You don't need to be there. And that's it.
Yeah, it's funny. If you think about, like, in the 80s and the 90s, can you imagine not having your world champion on TV and at every pay-per-view? If you go back and watch all those dope pay-per-views from the 90s, 2000s,
yeah,
you always saw the world title defended no matter what pay-per-view it was. It could have been Armageddon, Great American Bash, all the ones that no one cares about.
The In Your House.
Insurrection in the UK.
Great Balls of Fire.
Yo, you always saw the world title defended.
Yeah.
Now, you see the world title defended 4 or 5 times a year.
Yeah,
and you see it like 7 times a year.
Yeah, and it's on the big 4 of the pay-per-view. So, I don't know. Raw is to the point now where, it's like my background noise.
Yep.
I watch it because I have to.
watch it because you want to. It's okay. I do too.
But
I mean,
at the same time, like,
I don't want to watch it, but you know what? I still watch some of it.
But you know, I'll catch the fast version on YouTube or the top ten, the little six minute videos.
Yeah. You pretty much can get everything that happened in 6 minutes.
Or I'll watch the ups and downs from What Culture.
Sure.
friends of the show. And, you know, they kind of tune me in. And if I see a segment, then I'll go watch it.
Absolutely.
But what's been on the on that, that has more consistency has been SmackDown, right? I think we can agree on that.
Absolutely.
The only consistency that I'm missing in my life watching SmackDown is I want Andrade back on TV. Where the fuck...
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
Andrade.
I mean, I know he's been on the Latino tour, whatever it's called, the tour of Latin America, whatever they're doing. But yeah, it's
the tour of salsa.
It's been a long time since Andrade's
but
been on TV.
Zelina was in, you know, with the ladies.
Yeah, she was.
Where the fuck is Andrade?
Yeah, I'm wondering because I mean, when Andrade first came up, there was a lot of noise about how Vince was happy, loved the character, loved he was getting a little bit of a push. And all of a sudden...
Where does momentum go?
Are we going to see Andrade in the Rumble?
God, I hope so.
I mean, are there 15 other guys on SmackDown that are better suited than him? Because I assume it's going to be like 15 and 15. I'm just doing a... Just, you know, that's half a 30, right?
Yeah.
So...
I mean, the only...
Andrade better be in that fucking Rumble.
I honestly want Andrade to get the push that he deserves because I feel like...
He's had great matches on SmackDown.
Consistently.
Great, yeah, he's a great worker.
Yeah.
I mean, he showed...
He was candidate of... he actually had two Match of the Year candidates in 2018 thus far.
In NXT?
Yeah, in NXT. Yeah.
You're talking about against Gargano and against Black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that can translate to the main roster and... And you saw tidbits of it with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
You saw bits of it with AJ. And I emphasize the word bits because he could go hard. He could go harder.
Oh, yeah.
He could go longer.
Those matches with AJ were great.
Right.
Like AJ, made him look like $1 million.
Yeah. And
yeah, Andrade lost, but a loss isn't always a loss in wrestling. Everybody knows this.
No, because AJ even said, on TV the next day, he pushed me to my limit, or even DB said it. He pushed me to.
You talk about a rub. That's a rub right there.
And where is it?
And where is he exactly?
Oh man, I hope that he's not, you know, sulking about, hey, I'm not getting my push.
I don't think so.
I want him to hang out with Finn.
Yeah.
And I want him to be like, I want Finn to talk to Andrade and say, hey, boy, listen, you got to put your time in. You got to wait it out and, you know, have your boots ready. That's my bad Irish accent.
That's bad. It's
really but bad. I just want him to sit under that tree and just either – I don't want him to wait for an opportunity, but I want him to make an opportunity.
Yeah. And who knows? I mean, with the Rumble coming up, who knows what kind of a showing he's going to have in the Rumble. His showing in the Rumble last year was incredible.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's only a matter – I think it's only a matter of time. Until we see Andrade, hopefully, on a bigger stage, contending for a title.
He deserves it.
He definitely deserves it.
He should be the U.S. champion.
Who is the U.S. champ right now?
Take a guess.
I'm drawing a blank.
Nakamura.
Oh, yeah, Shinsuke.
And I love Shinsuke.
I do, too, but I don't like his... The blue rompers he's wearing.
The blue purple rain.
Like, it feels like he's wearing, like, he's, like, inspired by Prince, but not really.
Yeah.
It's like low budget bootleg.
It's like
Prince.
Something like a figure skater would wear.
He is like a figure skater.
You know what though?
It's like the Yamaguchi collection.
It looks fly if you're a bad guy, you know, and I like that, but I just want to see more from Shinsuke. Like that US title is like non-existent. It's probably not even on the Hulu cut.
No one cares about that belt.
Man.
That belt, no one cares about that belt.
Makes me sad, Rock Knowledge.
I feel you.
Man.
Let's talk about something that makes us happy though. Because we saw something on SmackDown on Tuesday.
Nia Jax. Okay.
Let's go to SmackDown.
That video, though.
Oh, man. With her dancing with the... Hey,
ooh.
Ooh, Nia. I can't make you snack of the week because you've been snack of the week before, but you might be snack of the year.
Hey.
Who knows? SmackDown. We saw... I don't want to say it's a coming out party for everybody, but to some fans, it may be a coming out party. The heart and soul...
You may not watch it, but...
Of 205 Live.
There it is.
Mustafa Ali.
That's right.
Had a match against the new Daniel Bryan.
So let's break that down for just a second. So it was announced on social media. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a match. So he's coming out. DB cuts him off, brings him in. Say, hey, boy, you remind me a lot
boy.
Of me.
Boy.
I appreciate everything
Don't
you do.
Don't boy me.
But I guess the new Daniel Bryan cares about what you drive.
He does, which is weird.
Which is weird. That's a super random question.
Yeah.
I've never been to anywhere, anything competitive or otherwise, and or. I was like, hey, man.
What are you driving?
What are you driving? Unless, like, if you're a car guy, which DB clearly isn't.
Yeah, no. What does he have, like a vegetable oil-powered car?
He has a corn oil-powered Prius.
Runs on corn syrup.
Something like that. So it's like, I felt like there could have been more. I don't feel like the fact that Mustafa Ali drives an SUV warrants a slap. I felt like you could have made more heat for yourself if either A, either like saying, hey, you've been compared to me a lot. I'm going to show you that you're not.
Yeah.
You know, versus like, hey, you drive an SUV. Slap. You know?
I drive an SUV. You going to slap me, Daniel Bryan? You want these hands?
You can catch these hams.
At the Rumble. I am entrant number 30 for the Mad Mania podcast.
Woo!
Rock knowledge.
Hey, Mad Maniacs, shit you not. I want to see some signs at the Rumble.
We do.
All right? Mad Mania signs. I'm going to make some, pass them shits out.
Let me ask you this question.
All right.
Are we going to be those guys that have signs, our own signs?
I'm gonna get one of my, you know, the caricature faces?
Yes.
I'm going to get that blown up.
We should all get our character face blown up and just hold it up at various points of the night. We should, you know what?
We should man do that.
Mark that
big,
down.
Big heads?
We're like not even an hour in. We need to get big heads made
big
of
heads.
Our faces for the Rumble. Hell yeah. Yes.
Why not? I feel like it'd be great.
It's in our hometown. It's our backyard.
Yes.
You are coming to our city.
We are running the Rumble.
This is our city.
With McMahon's.
Run this town. With the man approval.
With the man approval.
But seriously, I like that idea.
We should
definitely
get
big heads made of our cartoon caricatures. That'll be hilarious.
Yeah, man. For sure.
Hell yeah. Let's make that DVD cut. Let's get on the network.
Let's become canon like Ran.
Hell yeah.
So, SmackDown.
Yes.
The match was great. Don't get me wrong.
So good.
But I just felt like there could have been more. But I get it. It's a one-off. You know, Mustafa might not make it up against, like, one of the main rosters. This was a special one-off. But I feel like this could also be the inception to whereas there could be a more of a commingling of the two brands.
Sure.
You're not going to see 205 guys on Raw.
No.
But you can see them on SmackDown realistically.
And that makes sense because in the history of the company, the cruiserweights were typically more on SmackDown anyway.
And which was weird because in the beginning, 205 Live was a Raw brand, remember?
Yeah, it was.
They won 205 Live?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
Bullshit.
But yeah, that match was dope. It was even doper to see the video clip after the match when Mustafa's walking backstage.
Oh, he got his comeuppance.
He got the rub from like Jeff Hardy, from the Usos, from
Kofi,
the New Day.
Yeah.
I mean, it might have been scripted here and there.
But again, a loss doesn't really mean.
Honestly, because Mustafa didn't look bad.
Yeah, no.
He lost in the overall record books, but it's a win for him.
Yeah.
To get that exposure on TV, it might draw some interest to watch 205 Live.
I think so.
And if you've never seen Mustafa Ali on 205, Mustafa Ali is dope.
Honestly.
Super dope.
He's actually had some Match of the Year nominations as well.
Didn't him and Cedric have a great match?
When Cedric
came out as Black Panther and he came out as the
Iron Man.
The Scorpion or...
He kind of like came out like DJ Z.
Or Sub-Zero. Was it Sub-Zero?
Yeah, he had like the blue LEDs and the Iron Man thing sort of.
Yeah,
They've had at least like a good four matches.
Yeah.
And then if I'm not mistaken, he and Buddy had some great matches too. Buddy Murphy. He's the current Cruiserweight champ.
Yeah, that's going to be defended on Sunday, too.
Yes. I believe it's against Cedric, though.
Yeah, it is.
So.
Which I think is going to be great. Those guys can go.
They will deliver.
Probably be on the pre-show, because that's what they do. But hey, whatever.
Do you feel, now, this might be because, 205 probably has enough talent to warrant tag team titles. Would you like to see tag team titles on 205? Or do you feel like they need more talent to support something like that?
I have to see like the actual full roster to make a great like true determination. And I also think with the company potentially incorporating new women's tag team titles, They just unveiled the new NXT tag team titles. That's a lot of belts to like
the debut. The
UK. Or debut. Or the UK ones. That's a lot of new belts to be debuting in a very short period of time.
But again, separate brands.
Yeah, no, it is separate brands, but that's just a lot of new titles.
Uh-huh.
And I think we're going to definitely, I think the next major one is going to be women's tag team titles.
You know what's funny is on social media, Sasha and Bayley are already calling themselves the tag team champs.
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to snake bite them?
I don't know. They're so over with that, with, you know, their whole little, you know, their lesbian friendship.
sorry.
Did you see Apollo Crews when he picked Sasha up and grabbed her by the and yeah. threw her? I was just like,
Now
I saw some really, really Twitter people.
You gotta calm down.
Y'all Twitter people are nasty.
You got no.
Y'all
care.
Are some nasty, nasty, nasty tweeters.
You nasty.
I read some of them tweets and I was like, "Come on, man, this is not fly." Like he picked her up. It's not like he was. Never mind. Never mind, Rock.
Just smell your fingers, there, Apollo.
No, that was the gist of what a lot of those were saying, and I was like, "Are y'all serious?"
So. And the reason why I ask you, I'm going to go back to my original thing before we got into it.
The tangent.
A smelly finger tangent.
Oh, God. Jesus.
I feel like they're going to be snake bit because they're talking mad game, right?
Oh, sure.
So, and I like that. However, when push comes to shove, I feel like the tag team titles are going to be unveiled.
Yeah.
There's going to be shenanigans, and now the tag team... team of Bayley and Sasha are going to have to fight from underneath.
Let me ask you this.
Hey-ya.
Is there anything?
Did I get it?
Yeah.
Anyways, now, when they do introduce a tag team, are they going to introduce them on both brands, or is there going to be one women's tag title?
I want
one.
Want one.
There's not enough women tag teams, I think, to warrant two separate brand titles.
And now that pay-per-views are co-branded...
Yes.
I feel like you can either A, do a tournament.
You could.
You know, for like...
That would be dope.
And the thing would be like, hey, you know, we're going to continue the women's,
Evolution?
Yeah, but I guess I'm trying to figure out a good way to word this where you have, okay, let's just say theoretically, Sasha and Bayley are the tag team, the women's tag team champions, right?
Yeah.
So let's say, hey, so on this pay-per-view... We're going to have a SmackDown – we're going to have two SmackDown tag team champions. Winner gets whatever. Winner gets first slot or whatever. And then on the next Raw pay-per-view, we're going to have these two tag teams. Winner gets that. And then on the next pay-per-view, they'll fight for a chance to go. And then on the next pay-per-view, they fight. Nah, it takes too much time. That is way too much time.
That's a lot. Yeah, like, yeah, I don't know how logistically they would work that out. I would assume, I hope they just do it like there's one set of tag titles and then all the women across both brands can fight for them.
Now, we have seen already where Ronda's calling out Becky, Becky's calling out Ronda,
mm-hmm.
Ronda's calling out Charlotte, Charlotte's calling out Ronda. So you already have like this cross, conflict,
of course,
you know, going amongst the brands. Do you feel like that would be warranted on the tag team division? I guess I'm just trying to figure out how it's going to work. You know what I'm saying?
They would need a storyline as compelling as Becky, Ronda, Charlotte. Because Becky, Ronda, Charlotte is the hot storyline, hot topic across the company, in my opinion. They got way more interest in than what the men are doing.
Right.
And that's only because, again, Brock Lesnar never shows up. And the amount of the amount of interest and just the fact that the fans cannot wait to see Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey, and Charlotte go to war. And then ultimately, I still think that I would prefer to see Becky and Ronda at Mania. And leave Charlotte out of the picture.
Yeah,
that's just my opinion. But yeah, I mean, you need a very compelling storyline to draw that much interest, like they're doing with the women's like titles.
Yeah, because I almost feel like they would need to make a number one contender match. Because let's say we have a pay per view, one pay per view a month, or is it every 2 months, something like
every
that?
Month.
every month.
Yeah.
There would have to be like a number one contendership at on each show, and then each show would actually have, you know, an actual payoff at a pay-per-view, and then they could finally lead like some story and then actually have an actual tag team match, which, I mean, could be compelling because you're doing long-term storytelling.
Yeah.
But, I mean, with our attention spans as short as they are, it could get lost in the shuffle as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how the WWE portrays and actually lays out the foundational women's tag team titles.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, when do you think we'll get those?
Probably after the first of the year. Maybe after Rumble, going at Mania. You know what, by Mania? I think Mania will be where they crown the first ever women's tag team champions at Mania. That makes sense. You debut them. You debut them on Raw.
Week tournament.
Before. Yeah, you have tournament before. You see the belts. Hopefully they're beautiful belts.
Yeah.
And then the culmination is at Mania. You have tag team A versus tag team B.
Mm.
They do the thing. And then whoever wins is the first ever tag title, tag team champions in the women's division.
Yeah.
And then they defend that going forward.
Not for nothing, but I would like to see, because we just saw the UK titles, the UK tag team titles.
Which are beautiful.
And they have the dueling lions.
Yeah.
Which it's a very beautiful design, just kind of like how the UK title looks, right? I would like to see the women's tag team titles, because you know how the men's titles have the Spartans?
Yeah.
I would like to see the women's titles to have, like, dual-winged eagles.
Okay.
Kind of like these two big winged eagles.
Yeah.
Not like the stupid butterfly title, but just two winged eagles,
Not the Divas title.
Not the Divas title.
No.
Because the only... that or maybe, like, what? Like, two... I don't know. Wonder Woman-like silhouettes?
Like Amazons?
Amazons? That's that thing?
And they were Amazons. And
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just trying to think, like, what's woman power?
Don't leave that up to the company to decide. Hopefully someone else has
two doves.
God. Yeah, let's hope that when they do debut the tag team titles for the women's division, they're done correctly. One can only hope.
Matt Maniacs, if you have a title design.
Yes.
Let me know.
Let us know, because we are very curious. We would like to definitely get your input. So
let's go home.
Is there anything else we'd want to talk about? There was the WrestleMania rematch.
Okay,
the Queen and the Trash Can.
How dare you? All right, so one thing that I wanted to vent on that match.
And the horrible rap battle we didn't really talk about either.
The rap battle, we highlighted it on the intro. It was good. I think the Usos won that. Hands down, because they hood, they gully.
They got bars. It.
They got bars.
They got bars against the bar.
And shout outs to Kofi and Xavier coming out looking like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
That was dope. But other than that, I think the rap battle should have had more Mega Ran, should have had more Teak Hall.
Just saying. Little Manny representation.
Ran was telling me to chill on Twitter.
He was.
I said, you chill.
He was dadding you.
Because I was trying to put him over. You're about to daddy your boy. All right. Excuse me for having confidence in Mega Ran.
We love you, Ran.
All right. You get daddy me later, boy. No, I'm just kidding.
Pause. All the pauses. Pause.
But I would like to say they had a great view of SmackDown, and you can catch all the stories on the Instagram story for Matt Mania Pod.
Yes.
On Instagram. We're actually trying to get to 1,000 followers.
We've gone up quite a bit in just like 36 hours.
So the notoriety is rising. But Matt Maniacs, we want you to do more.
I almost share. Feel like, is there something we can find out who our 1,000th follower is and do something special for him?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think we can find out who that is.
Let's figure that out.
But Matt Maniacs, continue to share the Matt Mania Twitters and the Instagrams.
All day.
And, we would definitely be eternally grateful. And you can catch all the hottest takes, obviously from the Matt Mania Instagram. Matt Mania Pod Instagram. Excuse me. So, yeah, the rap battle was good.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was entertaining is what it was.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing was they kept calling it the WrestleMania rematch between Asuka and Charlotte.
The Trash Can and the Queen.
Now, I felt like the match execution itself was kind of whack. but it had a lot of high spots. I guess I was. I don't think Asuka and Charlotte have the best chemistry.
No, I mean,
there's a lot of gaps in their work.
Yeah, I mean, they have conflicting styles, and
but at the same time, in the back of my mind, I kind of feel like that's a good thing because it portrays a realism. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everything in a wrestling match is going to be choreographed to the letter.
Yeah, the only problem is, like, when it comes down to it, you know, if this is going to be an ongoing, continuing feud, Trask is going to lose every week because Trask can't talk. I mean, and that's not necessarily...
That's a good point. Like, not, I'm not going to... That's why I was quiet. I'm like, fuck.
No, and honestly, like, I think that's one of her main hindrances is the fact that she can't talk. And you could also ultimately say the same thing about Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke, yeah, is a U.S. champ, but Shinsuke on the mic...
No substance.
It's not. There's none.
There's no fire.
They almost need a mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Like a Paul Heyman. I mean, not Paul Heyman, but someone to talk for them. So, hey, it's me. You're listening to me while I'm listening to me while you're listening to me.
To you.
So it's like Inception times three.
But you're absolutely right. Like, there's just no... There's no fire-making substance there. There's no heat-driving issues, you know, to bring up.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, I think, one of the biggest reasons why the U.S. title has been floundering as well.
That, they just don't give a shit about it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It's one of them titles that I think they have it. They don't care.
Yeah.
And they treat it as such, and which is unfortunate because that title is the, you know, brother to the IC title.
It's the work. It should be the worker's title.
It really should be.
And Shinsuke's a worker,
but
he's not working.
No, he's not. I'm tired of. I'm just all right, dude. You kick people in the balls. You low blow them. Like, come on, man.
It's getting a little frustrating. WWE. Yeah,
put the strap on somebody else, like Rusev or somebody.
If you have that many titles, put them on the fucking show.
Yeah.
If not, go do away with him.
Yeah.
All right.
So, what did you think of? So, overall, what did you think of Trashka going over on both Charlotte and Becky?
Well, she got her comeuppance towards the end, but of course, that could also snake bite you, as many pay-per-views have shown us before.
She's not winning on Sunday.
Thank you. Typically, if you go over on the go-home show, and this is because we've been trained to know this.
Yeah.
If you go over on the go-home show, typically you're not going to win on the pay-per-view. So it leaves me pulling my collar left to right in worry.
I'm glad you said collar.
Yeah. But I want to see Asuka look strong. She deserves to look strong. She needs to look strong.
I think she'll look strong.
She looks hella strong beating the shit out of Charlotte, though. When she kind of got into her, like, old Japanese ways... Because she kept kicking the shit out of her. And then she kept, like, she grabbed her by her hair dog. And with her left foot, just back, kick, kick. You know? So, like, that's stuff that she would do, like, in Stardom in Japan. And it really brought out, like, a raw, more grittier side of Asuka, which we want to see. And I just hope I just don't want them to do Asuka injustice.
I mean, how did you feel about her when her streak got broke? Do you think it was the right time when it happened?
No. Well, since it was at Mania, yes.
Was Charlotte the one that deserved it to end that streak, though?
At the time, yes.
Okay.
At the time, but I just feel like the work rate between Charlotte and Asuka, I think there's a huge gap there.
There is a gap.
I feel like Asuka could outwork Charlotte.
Yeah, Trashka can. I think as a worker, she's a better all-around worker than Charlotte. I think Charlotte has the name. And it's not just her name that gets her over. Charlotte's great in the ring. She's a great performer. But all-around-wise, I think Trashka's a better in-ring performer.
She can work.
Yeah, she can work.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with her, but she can work.
She can work.
I don't like her, but whatever.
So speaking of go-home shows,
yes.
So as we know, so for TLC, you have...
I have the card.
This should be the main event. Okay. Fight me if you think otherwise.
Hold on.
This should be the main event.
Yeah.
It should be. It's probably not, but it should be.
It's probably going to be Ronda and Nia.
I thought the main event was going to be Braun and Baron Corbin.
God, I hope not.
So, it should be the main event, in my opinion, because it's going to be the first ever TLC match with three women. And I know Asuka's going to be in her element.
Yeah.
Because she's already done these types of matches in NXT. She's done a ladder match with Nikki Cross and I believe with somebody else.
Yeah.
So she can really get down.
Yeah. Speaking of TLC, mm-hmm. I have a card in front of me right now.
Gonna
break it down top to bottom.
This is the go home edition of TLC, Boys and Girls, Mad Maniacs. So.
75 minutes in, Ran, we're going over the card. I thought this was going to be a quick podcast, but apparently I was wrong.
Nah, dog.
Yeah, you know. So the first match, which I'm assuming is probably going to be on the pre-show, is the finale of the Mixed Match Challenge. You have R-Truth and Carmella against Tinder Mahal and Alicia Fox.
So, and the payoff here...
Yes, is number 30...
In the Rumble.
In the Men's and Women's Rumble.
In Phoenix, Arizona.
In Phoenix, Arizona at Chase Field on January 27th.
Be sure you check out Ramble... For the Rumble.
On January 25th at Crescent Ballroom.
Go to rumble.steelcage.com.
Buy them tickets. Pay that money.
I believe you can also go to Ticketfly and just search that shit.
Or go to Crescent Ballroom, crescentphoenix.com and get your tickets. Just get your tickets.
Pay that money.
Be there. Say what's up.
DM us. We'll get you tickets.
You know, we'll give you a hug. We'll shoot on you. We'll cut a promo against you. Whatever you want.
All right, we'll do it.
Whatever you want. So yeah, we got Carmella, R-Truth, Tinder, and Alicia.
Okay, so I have to stress this. So... Michael Cole has been calling Tinder and Alicia the losers of the Mixed Max Challenge. Okay?
That's funny.
Do you feel, because Carmella and R-Truth have been doing these dance breaks in SmackDown, very entertaining. I like it, because I like to see Mella move.
They're over.
So do you think they're going to win?
I would prefer that they win over the other team.
I agree. So I want Carmella and R-Truth to take the Mixed Match Challenge. Now, not only do they get number 30 into the Royal Rumble, but they also get an all expense vacation.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
To where?
Anywhere they want.
Oh, I just read that. That's funny.
So, where do you think R-Truth and Carmella would vacation?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea what
Providence, Rhode Island.
I don't know what they would like to do together. I don't know.
Mm. Well, now that so Carmella's not dating Big Cass or Enzo, right? Right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm not sure if you heard.
I did. I'm glad to hear he's okay.
Yeah, he suffered that seizure. At House of Hardcore. Yeah. I think it was House of Hardcore.
You know what's kind of funny about... it's not funny, he had a seizure.
Funny, but he had a seizure, Rock?
No. The first story that I read was...
Of Big Cass.
Big Cass had a seizure, and it's not drug-related. And I'm just like...
I didn't know...
How do y'all know that, and why are you saying that?
I didn't even know he suffered from seizures.
I don't think you suffer from that. Well, if you're epileptic, you do. But if you just have a seizure...
How do you get a seizure?
I just thought it was odd that they were like, oh, yeah, it's not drug-related. And I'm just like, that's an odd thing to put in the news bite.
Well...
What are you hiding?
They had to clear the air.
What kind of drugs is he on?
What drugs cause seizures?
The kinds that make your nipples bigger?
Shout out to the heel kid on Instagram.
These are some of the best photos when he has those big old pepperoni nipples.
So the heel kid is actually in Phoenix.
I would love to get him on the show.
Motherfucker.
God, I would love to get him on the
All
show.
All right, I'll shoot him a message.
Well, we'll conceal your identity.
Well, yeah.
If you want to be hidden.
You can bring your superimposed nipples on the podcast.
Hilarious, man. It's great. It's super great. Next match is the Cruiserweight Championship, Buddy Murphy against Cedric Alexander.
Yes.
I assume this is also going to be on the pre-show.
How dare you?
Come on. Come on.
I know.
This is what they do.
I know. I just don't.
And this could be a match of the night candidate.
You could really steal it.
Because of the show.
Especially with like gimmick ladders and stuff.
Yeah.
It could happen. I think Buddy retains.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give Cedric his WrestleMania moment. Or Mustafa.
Hey, I like that. Next up, Randy Orton against Rey Mysterio in a chairs match.
All right, so the go-home show to SmackDown, if you guys saw, Rey went over on Randy. And again, Matt Maniacs, what did we learn? If you go over on the go-home show...
You might just lose on Sunday.
Bet. So, Randy's going to take it.
Yeah. Okay.
I want Ray to take it.
Yeah.
Because I like the good guys, I'm sorry. Boo the bad guys, like the good guys.
Yeah.
But it's probably going to be Randy.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking Randy's probably going to go over just because he's Randy Orton. And
do you think, like, RKO with a steel chair onto a steel chair?
You know what? I just want to see a really cool RKO out of nowhere.
Mm.
That's all I want to see. Like let Ray get his offense off. Let Ray get his 619 West Coast pop.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, does he do that anymore?
Yeah, 619.
Okay, no, the West Coast pop.
Was that the frog splash?
That's when he like does the thing off the, he jumps off the ropes and he catches you and he does like a flip.
Oh, it's old. I'm sure he does.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah, I think Randy's going over on that one.
I want to see, since it's a chairs match, okay, I want to see Randy Orton put the chair in between Ray's head and give him an RKO with the chair.
You might kill him.
I just want to see it.
Why do you want to see Ray die, man? Why do you want to see your gente die?
I don't want to see him die. I just want to see it.
As you're wearing the Eddie Guerrero jacket.
Viva la raza.
Latino pride over here. You want Randy Orton to kill the Latino man.
Listen. They work safe, I hope. Do they work safe? I just want to see it in my lifetime. I saw
Rey Mysterio get lawn darted by the NWO. That wasn't safe.
No, that was not safe.
Not at all.
But I just want to see, you know how they do like the chair spot where they put your head in between?
Yes.
Kind of like what they did, like Charlotte did to Ronda,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I want to see that, but in an RKO.
I like that.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem safe, though.
Ah,
well, maybe they'll practice it behind the scenes.
Couple
that
times.
Still doesn't seem safe. Next up is Natty against Ruby Riott in a tables match.
Okay. Let's go back to fucking Raw.
Okay.
Ruby Riott. Put Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Yeah.
She cut out a fucking big head.
Yeah.
Of Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Put it on the table. Yeah. Is that tasteless?
I mean, it's WWE.
Now, mind you, let's peel back the curtain a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm sure when this idea was approached,
oh, Natty had to sign off.
They had to sign off on it. Some people deal with grief differently.
Well, you know what though? And the payoff may be her going over on Sunday.
Oh, it's got to be.
Because Natty's winning.
It has to be.
Natty has to win Sunday.
That is atomic heat that Ruby Riott did.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucked up, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I literally, okay, like I said, that was my, Raw was my background noise. And I was playing Fallout 76 while watching Raw. I literally stopped and watched. I'm like, wow, this bitch. Excuse me.
Hey.
I said, this bitch over here. You know, doing a big head cut out and putting it on a table.
Yeah.
Like, dog.
Shenanigans going to happen? Are we going to see a run in by the rest of those girls she runs with? Is it Liv and
Ruby, the Riott Squad?
Yeah.
So, do you feel Natty has backup?
Ronda Rousey. Ronda's not coming out, though.
She has a match.
Yeah, who else? Maybe, does Tyson Kidd come back? I don't know if Natty... What is Owen Hart's wife's name? She's not going to appear on TV. Yeah, I don't think Natty has... I mean, she does, but I don't know who.
The only people I can really think of is, like, who? Dana Brooke?
Maybe.
Is
there anybody like that might like come back? I can't even think of anybody.
Beth Phoenix?
Nah, the Glamazon's not coming back.
Nah, she's not coming back. Anyway, I just hope Natty wins.
Okay.
Yeah. Screw Ruby Riott.
The next match is one I don't care about at all.
Quick side note though, Ruby Riott's looking pretty fine.
I'm gonna co-sign you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of digging the mm-hmm. one pant leg and one short leg.
She's curling her hair and it's like super red.
Yeah, and it's not that she's like traditionally like hot. There's just something hot about her.
Yeah.
So I get it. I get it, bro. The next match I don't care about one bit. I'll probably go outside and smoke because this match sounds like a shit show that I don't care about.
Okay,
wait. It's a ladder match.
Uh-huh.
Elias and Lashley.
is that the guitar on the pole match?
Yeah, I think that's the stipulation, right? Which is stupider than shit.
Or guitar on a string.
Does it say that?
Something like that. Like there's some sort of suspended guitar, no?
Yeah, ladder match with a guitar hanging above the ring that could be put to use by whichever man grabs it first. You know what?
But that guitar is like a one and done. Like you only get one shot with a guitar, dog.
I hope that match gets like 5 minutes and it's over.
So... I guess the only thing that I'm looking forward to is I want to see an over-the-head guitar shot. You know how Jeff Jarrett used to do?
The old school Jeff Jarrett joint?
Like over the head?
Yeah.
And then the guitar is hanging on your neck?
The homie's wearing the guitar?
That's what I want to see.
Okay. I like that.
I give a fuck what happens, but
what if Elias catches Bobby Lashley, has him wearing the hat, and then hits his finisher?
Ooh, with the drift away?
Yeah, the drift away.
Yeah.
His finisher's cool.
Yeah, it's quick.
I don't care about that match, though.
Yeah.
I hope Leo Rush gets bumped and gets hurt. Not hurt, but gets bumped. I don't wish injuries on nobody.
I do wish, like, maybe either Apollo joins the Lashley Leo Rush crew.
Apollo's a good guy, though.
Yeah. But I want Apollo to join that crew, not because they're all black, but because they're black and buff. And I feel like he can, like, keep accentuating, like, yo, Apollo, hit him with a side pose, just like Lashley. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
They can do a thing.
Your reasoning behind why is amazing.
And it's not out of racism or anything.
No. They're black and buff.
But I just feel like they could really get something going.
They should be called, like, Muscle Inc.
Something like that.
Because they're all cock D.
They're cock diesel.
Yeah, they are cock diesel.
You know?
Next up. Finn Balor, Drew McIntyre.
I just feel like Apollo needs an edge. I'm sorry.
Apollo does need an edge. And Apollo should be getting way more shine than he's getting.
Yeah.
He's a great worker.
Facts.
Finn Balor, Drew McIntyre.
Fuck. This could be really good, too.
Yeah. We can see a Dolph Ziggler running.
But The Rocket's been on. Yeah.
The Rocket's been on Drew's back.
Right.
And Finn has the Rocket going downwards on his back.
Unfortunately.
Per usual.
Yeah. If it happens, going back to your original thought.
Yeah.
Dolph comes in, shenanigans with Finn.
Hits a zigzag on
Drew.
Because, I mean, that match doesn't have any stipulations, though, so that's just a regular old match, I believe. Yeah, I'm not even seeing any. There's no chairs, table. That's just a regular match.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I have a feeling Drew's going to win just because of his trajectory. I mean, if Finn won, I wouldn't be mad.
So, do you think it would make sense if Dolph turned on Finn?
To further swerve us?
And that way Dolph can say, it was me the whole time. I'm the brains.
Or if Dolph, what if Dolph goes in there, zigzags Drew McIntyre, and as Finn's like, oh, you're helping me out, zigzags Finn, Dolph walks out.
Crotch chops both of them.
Boom. And the match ends. I'm not mad at that finish either.
And just walk off.
Yeah, because okay. That'll further along that feud.
Okay.
Next match, which also could steal the show, SmackDown Tag Team Champ, The Bar, The Usos.
Triple
the
Threat.
New Day. Yeah.
Triple Threat.
Yeah, the New Day.
I want to see The Usos get it again. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're at a point where they need those titles to repurpose the brand.
Yeah.
Because the Bar have been losing consecutively. Now, with those losses on their belts, you know, I feel like it's time for a change, and I want to see some underneath fighting back again.
Okay.
But that also kind of opens it up to where the only tag teams on SmackDown are The Bar, The Usos,
The New Day.
The New Day. Who else is there?
Sandy?
They're on the SmackDown roster, but they're non-existent.
Legend Brothers?
That's right.
How long is Harper out for? Or whatever the other guys. Where are the Good Brothers at?
On Raw.
Oh, they're on Raw?
They're doing dark matches on Raw right now.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, neither one of these teams needs the belts to be great.
Yeah.
But
I feel like the Bar needs the titles to be relevant.
The Usos, but I would prefer, like, the New Day doesn't need the straps to be over.
Right.
They're over.
Right.
So.
Period, paragraph, sentence.
I want a great match because these three teams are incredible.
Mm. So who do you think takes it?
I'm going to go with the Usos like you did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
I want to see a change of the guard to go into the Rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, Braun Strowman, Baron Corbin in a TLC match.
Okay. So
yeah, this one's interesting.
So the entire Raw, the past 2 weeks,
yeah,
Baron Corbin's been saying, I am going to win via countout against Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
You're setting yourself up for disaster, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, if the match actually happens, cleanly. I don't. And I, the thing is, the X factor is, what can Braun do? What can't Braun do?
The X factor is Heath Slater.
Oh, jeez. He has kids.
And he's a ref.
He's the ref?
He's the ref.
I missed that.
So on Raw, Heath Slater was the ref for the match between Corbin and Seth.
Yeah.
He was also the match between Drew McIntyre and Finn. Did they have a match? Oh, no, Dolph. I forget.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he's now Baron Corbin's lackey. So
Baron Corbin's lackey.
So I feel like this can go one of two ways. Hear me out. All right. So
I'm listening.
Rand was saying, hey, start the count. 1, 2, 3, whatever. I was saying he should come up from the ring. But now.
Not practical.
Now that Heath is the ref, he can start the count. Maybe take it a little lazy. Like 1, 1,000, 2,000, 2, 1,000. You know, either that or he just refuses not to count. All right. For fear of Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
And then Braun Strowman and Heath become buddies, and then they take over the tag team division.
That is a wild tangent and scenario.
I just feel like Heath deserves more.
Does he?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got kids.
He does have kids. So what do you think? Who do you think is winning that match, though? Because if Braun wins, he gets a title shot.
And he has a quote-unquote broken elbow.
Yeah, he gets a title shot against Brock at Rumble, which right. I want to see. Because I definitely want to see Brock Lesnar at the Rumble.
But the other stipulation is, if Baron Corbin wins, he becomes full-time. The permanent general manager elect, whatever
of
it
Raw.
Is.
And I hope that doesn't happen because I don't like him as a GM.
So,
what if Kurt Angle interferes?
The fact that you don't like him as a GM, does that mean it's working?
I mean, the show's been shit in his stead. But what if Kurt comes out and interferes?
Oh.
Kurt's got heat with Corbin.
Oh.
Kurt's got heat with Corbin.
That's a good point.
And Kurt's been off of TV for a minute. This would be a great way to interject Kurt Angle back into the mix.
So it could be like, hey.
What if Kurt helps out Braun?
Start the count, right? Starts the count.
You suck.
He runs out, gives him the Olympic slam.
Yes.
And, you know, like, just kind of, like, lays the red carpet out for Braun.
And then you hear the...
And, like, yeah, lays him out.
Yeah, he comes out
perfect.
With an arm in a sling and...
Just gives him, like, one clothesline with the left arm. Do, like, a single power slam.
That's the thing, though. With the way his elbow being jacked, I can't imagine that power slam is something he wants to do.
Maybe he should debut a new finisher.
Like what?
Like the one-handed... I was going to say a choke slam. But what if he does, like, some sort of, like, pump kick? Or
pump kick?
Yeah.
Like a claymore?
Like a claymore. Or
that's a lot of man to get. I mean, he could do it. That's a lot of man, though.
Or what if he, like, pushes him? I guess the only other thing I can think of is a choke slam. I don't know.
Or maybe Kurt Angle goes in there.
Knockout punch?
Maybe Kurt Angle goes in there, you know, beats. Slater doesn't do anything. Kurt Angle goes in there and beats Corbin's ass, incapacitates him. Braun comes out and Braun just pins him.
Now, do you think Baron Corbin has the wherewithal to change the match stipulation mid match or after match?
Not if he's knocked out.
That's true.
Not if he's been beat down to a pulp.
Okay.
Which is what I hope happens.
Right on.
But you never know. We also have a match that, personally, I think the build for this has been shit. Seth and Dean, IC title.
Okay, so my thoughts are this has to be, although, yes, you're right, it was kind of a shit build-up where the sense where you have...
I just don't care.
You know, Dean is doing these very elementary ways to get heat.
Like, you're not Bane, bro.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm Batman.
He should really be mentioning the fact that he should just say straight up, like, hey, I don't like Roman. I don't like Seth. I don't like the fact that they've been calling me the Lunatic Fringe. I am more than that.
Is he, though?
I'm going to prove it.
Coming out looking like Bane, you're a lunatic.
By becoming, yeah. By, like, either, you know, either actually embracing it, making it his own.
Yeah.
Or, making yourself, like, so, how would I explain it? Oblivious to the fact, like, no, I'm not the lunatic. You know, becoming so crazy with the idea that you're not the lunatic that you become the lunatic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he'd be like, on the chalkboard, not a lunatic, not a lunatic, not a lunatic, not a lunatic.
Like Bart Simpson?
Like Bart Simpson. But at the and in the back of his mind, he becomes that lunatic. And if he becomes something sadistic, something, you know, sick with...
Hasn't he already gone sadistic, though? I mean, he gave Seth dirty deeds on the concrete, dog. That's pretty sadistic.
And well, he hasn't done it from a 30-foot ladder.
A dirty deeds off the ladder?
Yeah.
Wouldn't Seth die?
Sadistic.
Burn it down! I don't feel like Seth either, just full disclosure.
Yeah, but I just want Dean to have more context behind his character.
I like that.
You know, whether it be so sadistic that you don't realize that you are that sadistic.
Yeah.
And your nature is to be this way. However, the only plot hole in that fucking story is going to be Corey Graves going to say, hey, Renee, why is Dean like this? Michael Coe's going to be like, yeah, Renee, why is Dean like this?
And then Renee goes full heel announcer and
hits him with chairs.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
I actually want Dean to win so that way we can have a big payoff at Mania.
Okay.
Payoff at Mania. I'll say Dean to take this.
I'll go with Dean.
Yeah.
Next up, Raw women's title, Rowdy Ronda Rousey against Big Fine, Nia Jax.
Nia Jackson.
Oh, Nia. If you did not see the video Nia posted on the
Why
interwebs,
you do this?
Oh, my God.
It's been retweeted many times on the Matt Mania pod.
Not that Nia doesn't always look beautiful, but just the way she was shaking, she was moving.
Girl, you're fine.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, that was a little crooning right there.
I'm going to lay you down.
Who do you like in this match, though?
Because
I am still under the impression that Ronda Rousey's not going to lose yet.
The thing is, we've seen this match before. You know what I'm saying?
That was interesting.
Sorry. We've seen this match before. And unfortunately, Nia lost. But now that Nia has an edge and has Tamina.
She does have Tamina.
Nia's going to win.
I would like to see Nia win. I don't see it happening.
I'll say it. Nia, love you, girl. I want you to win.
This is funny. On this card, they have the next match being the women's title for SmackDown and then the main event being Daniel and AJ. I think it's a flip-flop that. So I'm going to do it that way. WWE title, Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles.
Sorry. So I believe that this story has been, you know, the most focused on SmackDown.
Sure.
I
mean, DB is killing the heel, being a heel, killing it.
Right.
Great heel.
Right. I want to see, again, I go back to this word, I want to see more substance.
Sure.
From Daniel Bryan, just because I want my heels to be heels. And because I always believed, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I've always believed that the real villains of whatever it is, whether it be comic books, movies, whatever, I always felt like the real villains had truth and conviction behind their beliefs.
Absolutely.
Perfect example could be Thanos.
Yeah.
You know, Thanos is that type of person to where he's above everybody. You know, he believes that the human race should be thinned out.
And he has an objective.
He has an objective.
No matter how
he believes
sadistic
in
it may mm-hmm. be to everybody else.
Right.
He is going to do everything he can to achieve his outcome.
It's his principle.
That's what he's here to do.
That's what he's here to do.
Yeah.
I just want to see Daniel Bryan take that, turn it up to 10.
Yeah.
But not to give any quarter to where you can say, well, that's goofy or that's this. I want it to be tried and true. That when he said, hey, you guys are parasites and pathetic because you guys are killing the planet. Like last episode, I thought myself, well, shit, I was drinking out of a glass bottle during the podcast. That's kind of fucked up.
He's like a heel vegan.
Heel vegan?
He's like the angriest vegan on the planet.
You ever watch Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
Yeah.
So remember that super vegan? He should do that.
He's like, ah, you guys are eating cheeseburgers. Let me get that wheatgrass.
Yeah, something like that.
Murderers.
So I think for this match, I want to see Daniel Bryan retain it.
I don't think it's time for them to pull the strap off of DB. AJ doesn't need it. AJ had it forever. AJ's going to be great with or without the strap.
And he was a great champion.
Plus, this also could continue the feud. I don't think the culmination of DB and AJ Styles is TLC. That's not a big enough stage for this match this feud to come to an end. For me, this pay-per-view in the grand scheme of things is a gimmick pay-per-view. It means nothing.
Right.
And this story with these two guys, there's too much backstory and history for them to end it at TLC.
Tons of backstory.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a great match.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think DB's going over, though. Now, DB going over clean, or DB going over like a nutshot, cheap shot artist? Who knows?
But is there
someone's balls are getting kicked? Either Wendy's going to be upset when AJ gets home, or Bree's going to be upset when Daniel gets home because the balls aren't going to work.
Now, does this one have a gimmick?
No. This is a straight up title match.
All right.
So I kind of like that though.
We'll see.
Yeah, and then the main event in my eyes should be the man. Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, and Trash Can.
But what is the... Okay.
It is a TLC match, so anything goes.
All the elements. Tables, ladders, chairs.
Oh, my.
Edge and Christian, Jeff and Matt Hardy would be proud.
And the Dudleys.
Yeah, they would be proud.
Yeah.
So...
This match... should be the main event because I think this match has the most interest and the most heat. The most eyes are going to be on this match.
And it's the inaugural women's TLC match.
Yeah.
First time ever.
There's no one hotter in the company than Becky Lynch right now.
Okay. So let me ask you this.
Yes.
Do you feel Becky is losing some of her steam?
How does it feel? That was my D'Angelo person.
Know that I love you, baby.
See, tradition carried on. We're supposed to sing an R&B song. We just sang for y'all Untitled by D'Angelo.
Hey.
I assure you we are both fully clothed while we're singing this. Make no mistakes.
Not covered in baby oil.
Nobody wants to see that shit, I assure you. But yeah, no, go ahead. Sorry.
So I was going to say, do you feel Becky Lynch has been losing momentum?
Hell no.
Do you feel that Charlotte telling the champion... Because there's been promos between them. Yeah. Do you feel like Charlotte Flair telling the champion to shut her mouth, to shut up while she's talking, is taking away any strength or flex from the man?
Hell no.
Okay.
Because Becky is in the stone cold realm of being over. It doesn't matter what is said or done to her. She is going to be over. And she is at the point now where she is so far
she's
over.
She's in that rarefied air.
Very rarefied air. I think there's only probably a handful of superstars in the history of the company that have been as over as she is with everybody. I fully believe she's going to retain. Trashka getting the going over on SmackDown, that's going to blow up in her face.
Again, what did we learn, boys and girls? My maniacs everywhere?
It'll be interesting to see how the match begins, who's going to focus on who.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to see Trashka and Charlotte team up on Becky, or Becky and Charlotte going to team up against Trashka?
Yeah.
There's a lot of different variables. The end game, in my opinion, though, is the man walking out of TLC with the strap. I'm curious.
Bloodied?
I was about to say that. I wonder if we're going to see blood, if there's going to be some color.
Okay.
We all know the color we saw when Nia punched her in the face wasn't planned, but sure, they sure did run with that because that's the image that was just across the interwebs.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure Asuka would be down.
Oh yeah,
she's done it before,
and I'm sure. I mean, if they were like Charlotte, we're gonna bust you open tonight. She's with it. I mean, yeah. I think Charlotte's with it. Not saying we have to see blood for it to be a great match, but just to see blood in a women's match.
I feel like it adds more depth.
It does.
It doesn't need to be a gusher.
Look at what it did for Becky.
Yeah.
She wasn't gushing blood. It was a bunch of blood on her face, and it was just like, you were just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is like the hardest thing we've ever seen because you don't see color on, you don't see blood on women. And here she is covered in blood, beating everybody's ass. So I'm hoping for a great match. I want to see the man take it. I want to see the man walk into the Royal Rumble with the title. I'm hyped to see the man. I'm going to have the man shirt. I'm getting it. I'm going to rock the man shirt. So it's going to be that should be the main event.
It should be the main
event. It should be the main event. However.
It's
a SmackDown title. I don't know if they're going to put a SmackDown title.
Well, and honestly, I thought the main event was going to be Corbin and...
You did say that a few weeks ago, and I thought you were crazy.
Yeah.
But, hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Honestly, though, for the women's match, I want Asuka to win.
Yes, you do.
I believe it's her... I believe it's always her time. I just believe she deserves it. She needs it because... I feel like the title would elevate her a little bit more. I feel like it'll elevate the women's division physically. That being said, it doesn't need to be physically, you know, brought up because there's so much drama around the women's division. So it's kind of like shooting myself in the foot.
Yeah.
But, hey, we'll see. I will say, just for fanboy services, I'll say, hey, Asuka, you know, gambate yo. Best of luck. You can take it.
I like that. And I'm not going to lie. When I knew that it was me and you doing the podcast by ourselves, I didn't anticipate it being this long. So I would like to extend my apologies to Mega Ran. He's going to get the email and be like, y'all talked for that long.
And Geekscape.
But you know what?
We're syndicated on Geekscape.net.
It's great content. It just shows we can POP hold it down.
Hey.
When the boys are not in town.
The boys will bring it down.
But I do have to give you a snack of the week. But before we do that.
Break it down.
I need you to plug that into the aux and then press play.
You have an aux cord?
You're right there, sir. You know, we have brand new audio tidbits and sound bites. Go ahead and press play, man. Ooh. Sorry, you know what? Yeah,
that was a little loud. Let me try this again.
Yeah, you got to rewind it on the. You got to. There you go. Wait, make sure you're on number four.
All right.
That's right. Big shouts out to Patreon and friend of the show Veronica for lacing it with the snack of the week intro.
Woo!
Yeah, that was
sorry.
That
we
was,
were a little
that,
bit
that
hot for you
the first time.
I had to adjust those levels on the fly.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Remember, this is a live to record podcast. Okay,
it's like SmackDown. We record on Wednesday, drop it on Thursday.
All right.
What we do?
Yeah.
Snack of the week this week though is going to go to none other than Tiana Taylor. Tiana's gorgeous.
Tiana Taylor.
I love her music.
Use your Googles.
She was the girl in the Kanye West video last year that blew up the internet.
Through the fire.
But she's dropping the Gotta Love Me remix video with the Wu-Tang Clan this Friday. If you haven't heard the remix to that song, it is phenomenal. Wu-Tang and R&B remixes are just, it's a great combination.
Arf, arf.
Ghostface on an R&B remix
Wu-Tang
is great. Tiana's incredible. Her album's great. She's gorgeous. She is a snack of the week. So shouts out to Tiana Taylor. Check the video on Friday. And once again, shouts to Veronica for holding it down, sending us some sound bites. We got some other ones we're going to use later on this year. And also, Matt Maniacs, do me a favor. I am compiling my list of the top 10 snacks of the week. I would definitely like your input. I have a list, but I'm always willing to review and consider other submissions for said snack of the week. So,
I'd like to put in an induction to yeah. Rock Knowledge's snack of the year.
I'm curious. Who?
Kyrie Sane.
The pirate. It's a pirate-free zone.
Oh, man.
And I think we still have to do some Patreon content. It may not be that long tonight because we've been here for a while. But we're going to give you a few more minutes of Patreon content. As always, check us out on the interwebs, on the Twitter, on the Instagram. Go to patreon.com, pay that money, search the Matt Mania podcast.
So wait, Rock,
yeah.
Rock, real quick. Are you going to be live tweeting during TLC?
I think so.
I think so, too. So, you know, join the interaction, Matt Maniacs.
Yeah.
Get at us on the Matt Mania Twitter and the Instagram.
Yeah.
Specifically, you can check out my boy Rock Knowledge on Twitter at...
Rock Knowledge, R-O-K-N-O-W-L-E-D-G-E.
And you can check me out, The Neo X,
yeah.
As is The Neo, E-C-K-S.
That's right.
On the Twitter device. So,
yeah.
Matt Maniacs, thank you for joining us again for another fantastic episode
yes.
of the Mad Mania podcast. Again, it's been a tag team duo. And I have to say, Rock Knowledge, you know, the fact that we went this much over, I am so grateful. Thank you for putting up with my bullshit.
You know what? It was good content, great conversation. It didn't lag. Because my whole thing was whenever it's two people,
yeah.
it can lag. Because, you know, we've been talking for almost 110 minutes. Rand's going to get the email and be what the hell? But you know what? We held it down for the Mad Maniacs. It's a good podcast. I had fun tonight. Mm-hmm. It's a go-home show. The go-home shows are always a little bit longer.
Yeah, we got a lot to dissect.
So make sure you come back and tune in each and every week to the Mad Mania podcast. Listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Go to Patreon. Pay that money. Follow us on Instagram. We want to get those followers up to 1,000 before 2019 hits. And at this point...
Follow us on the Twitter.
How many days? Like 19 days until the year's over?
Pretty much.
That's wild to say out loud, by the way.
So, you know, this is what I want you to do, Mad Maniacs. Okay, get on your mama's phone.
Yep.
Get on your daddy's phone.
Yep.
Get on your little brother's phone, your big sister's phone.
Your side piece's phone.
Get on Mad Mania. Hit that follow button.
Just follow.
And
you never know, man. We have great content. It's not just about wrestling. We talk about a lot
that?
Of
like,
others.
You know what? I had this epiphany, and I know we're fucking running long, okay? Yeah. I had this epiphany last night where I'm like, you know what? If I ever get bored of what I'm watching, you know what I can do? I can check out the Mad Mania archives, check out the putover, and... I'm going to get a quality put over. I'm going to get a quality suggestion.
There's a lot of good stuff to check it out.
It'll be
TV, movie,
music,
video games.
You know,
it's dope.
If you're ever bored, check the archives.
That's right.
Listen to a new episode and then re-educate yourself. Re-familiarize yourself with the Mad Mania content and the community. And the community is growing. Speaking of, we are taking advertisers and sponsorships. So if you want to catch this wave... Get on it.
And on that note, we're going to walk out of here for the night. We're going to give you some Patreon-exclusive content if you're a subscriber to Patreon, or a patron, I should say. A few more minutes coming your way. But as always, shout out to Mega Rand, T-Call holding it down in Vegas. They'll be back soon. But Mad Maniacs, you know how it goes. Always keep your shoulders
off the mat.
Chip! Yeah.